see. Sometimes I smoke and I feel overjoyed. Sometimes I smoke and I feel paranoid. Sometimes I smoke and I not even feel a ting. Sometimes I smoke and feel I'm going insane. Lord, you got the ganja, why yo? She got the indo, why yo? He got the sensa, why yo? Why yo? Sweet sesame, why yo? It makes you say,
never giving him pork?
Well, he'd be a
that would make him a cannibal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
People feed their chickens chicken.
By the way, I've started recording. What's up, guys? This is a bonus episode of the Movie Pub. Me and the one and only E-Bob, Robert Escalante, are in Colorado visiting our good friend Brendan and his lovely bride, Amber.
Road trip.
Say hello, guys.
Hey.
Brendan's been on the show before, but he never talks. And it's really because he hasn't seen too much, but this is going to be just kind of a general conversation about movies. But before we get going, let's shout out these beers. What do you got first, Bob?
Same thing you're drinking, or from the same place.
Same
Odell
place.
Brewing Company, which is out of Fort Collins?
Correct.
Yeah, so I've actually had a couple of these beers. You can find them out in California. But not like their special beers like we're drinking right now. Like, I'm drinking a Wolf Picker, which I've never even fucking heard of, and the Experimental Pale Ale.
This is just...
not bad.
IPA.
Not bad.
It's all right. It's good.
The IPA's good.
It's just pretty standard, though. There's not really anything to it. But it's not bad.
We're spoiled in California, dude. The beer out there is just pristine. It's
well,
really
we haven't,
good. It's
we
really
haven't
good.
Stopped... I just got here tonight, so... And E-Bob's only been here a day, so... We haven't really, like, checked out what it has to offer. Because a few times I've been here before has been more, like, business. This is more of a pleasure trip. So, what do you got, Brendan?
I have the Settle Down Brown. Really actually good brown ale. A lot heavier than, say, like, Newcastle or anything like that.
You're drinking wine, right?
I am the quintessential chick drinking my Toasted Head Chardonnay.
That's California, though, right?
For sure.
What region?
I have no idea.
Do you smell the schnazberries?
Schnazzleberries.
And since
sure.
It's officially 420, what kind of weed are you guys smoking?
Oh, actually, where is
it? Right. He's got to go get it.
You should know this, babe.
This is from a local...
Green. It's green and makes you feel funny.
Local dispensary?
Yes. It's from headquarters in Lyons. And it is... Oh, it's a Clementine. Nice. A hybrid, a little bit on the sativa side.
I don't know what any of this means.
So you could be high and get shit done.
Really?
Versus being a couch potato.
Oh, okay.
It's good for...
I don't know what any of that shit means. I'm just smoking it.
I know. He lost me at...
I love that we heads are like, the sativa's like the party high, but this one's like the head high, and blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking douchebags.
I never got into weed, but... you know, it's funny, like, at this point in my life, I don't think I'd be opposed to it, but unfortunately, the place I've been working the last 13 years, I get random drug tested, so I can't. So that's the end of that story. Let's get into some of this movie talk, though. Excuse me. I'm getting over a cold, too, and also you might hear some pigs in the background and...
No, I don't think you will. He's pretty fucking okay.
Let's start with you, Amber. Is there a movie you would single out as your favorite movie? You're more of a horror chick, right?
I am, for sure. A horror movie buff. I would say, interestingly enough, 28 Days Later was probably, like, hands down my favorite scary movie, simply because it revolutionized zombies. I know that, like, back in the old days, they were very slow, and this just came out, and... My favorite scene was in the church where
yeah.
the guy like...
Right in the beginning.
Yeah. And the priest comes out and at first he's thinking he's going to help him and then he just makes these jerky gestures and runs at him full bore. And
wait, what's the noise he makes?
Walking Dead had to have stolen from that scene. If you look
oh,
at
really?
The pilot of Walking Dead, it's very similar to what happens there.
For sure.
I fucking love that movie though. That is a great... Have you seen that movie?
Bob, I saw it long enough ago to where I don't really remember it.
I've seen it numerous times. I agree with you. I like it too because they take almost a different stance on the zombie outbreak as far as I believe they say it's like a form of human rabies, right?
Yeah, it's rage basically.
Yeah. So it's not so much that they just need to eat brains and like you said, they're slow moving. They get slow moving at the end of the film. And the reason for that though is because they're starving.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with them just being brain dead. It's just...
Right.
They're fucking dying, essentially. So, did you like the sequels? Or sequel?
So, I saw... What is it? 28 months later?
Let me tell you, though. That opening scene is very intense.
Yes. I enjoyed that a lot. And I thought it was really interesting to have a human that actually was somehow immune, but had, like, carried the virus so that others could get infected. I thought that was a really great concept. And the beginning was intense, but the rest of it just kind of lacked, I think, to me, the same flair and character.
That dude is such a chicken shit in the beginning. They're trapped
leaving
in his house.
His wife? Oh yeah. Oh my god.
And the zombies are breaking in, right? And he's basically just like, peace out, bitch, and fucking jumps out the window and takes off and leaves his wife hanging, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, we're naturally wired to, like, you know, the fittest survive.
But then you have all these other people who do these like heroic actions, like jumping into rivers and saving like other people and dogs. So it's just kind of, I think, interesting show of character.
Let's be honest, if your wife's a bitch, you're not gonna save her.
I'll meet you in the middle.
You use her as a shield.
If it's right? Your kids, right? If it's your kids, you better take the bullet. If it's your wife,
unless...
Wait, how heavy are the kids?
The one exception I will say is, what was that movie? It was a long time ago. I think it was Macaulay Culkin, The Good Son. Do you remember that movie?
I do remember.
Where it was
that movie.
Like, the son was a sociopath, and I think it was a nephew or something.
It was a nephew, which was Macaulay Culkin. And then it was the son of the mother who eventually, like, drops the fucking...
Is anybody ready?
The son, because he's a fucking evil motherfucker.
Here? Oh, there's two right there.
Yeah. No, that was intense because the mother had to make this decision. The son was trying to kill
the nephew.
It's like the cousin and the mom, and they both end up falling. The mom grabs both of them, and she has to decide because she can only hold one. She drops her damn son. He's a sociopath.
She recognized evil.
Yeah.
See, that's
a good movie.
I don't want to bring this up because it's spoilers and it's a movie we're supposed to wait for my brother to talk about, but...
Spoiler.
Do you guys care?
No.
No.
All right, I'll just bring this one scene up.
I'll forget it.
It's pretty much right in the beginning.
Why don't you just talk about the whole movie?
Yeah.
We both know where we're going
here. I don't
want
to do that, dude.
It's one movie.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, yeah. Go.
Just one scene because it relates to that. So in the beginning, they're Well, we'll just save it for the fucking other show.
Fine.
That fucking sucked, though, that beginning scene of that movie.
Is there like a death, I'm assuming? It sounds like there's like a death.
Upset. So they're walking through the town. They got to keep quiet. And this kid finds a toy spaceship. He was like, this is how we're going to... They're doing sign language. This is how we're going to escape this with a rocket ship. And they're like, you can't have this. It's too noisy. Well, the sister's like, go ahead and take it. But they took the batteries out. Well, he swipes the batteries at the end. So they're all walking back. And the kid puts the batteries in the thing and turns it on. And the noise goes. And dude, this is the part we'll get into, like, when we do this show with Greg. Just my own personal perspective, I was like, fuck. The noise goes off, and you see the monsters, like, in the distance. And the dad's fucking running as fast as he can. He's looking. He goes like this to grab his son, and the monster just goes and takes the kid.
Oh, shit.
And you see the dad go like this, and he misses him.
So let me piggyback off this. You see this in one of the trailers. But you fucking assume that, like, the dad saves him, right?
Yeah.
He does not.
Well, I remember...
He does not.
That's interesting, because the thing that stood out to me that I thought a kid was going to die was in the trailer where it's like they have grain or something, and it looks like the child is going to suffocate in the grain. Like, they're hiding out, but they're like also kind of like in a sea of sand where they're trying to like climb up.
There are a lot of tense scenes in this movie.
Okay.
And it's actually, you know,
I gotta see it.
And that's the thing about this movie. And again, I won't go in too much detail because I don't want to piss people off.
Yeah.
But it's a very simple movie, but it's done so fucking well because it is a fucking tense movie the entire time through it. And not only that, but you actually do get like a little bit like emotionally attached to like the characters, even though you don't really realize it, because most of them don't talk. It's a very quiet movie, but before you know it, you're kind of emotionally attached with before you realize it.
Well, I think it's brilliant to have the silence so that you actually are kind of physically living in their space. It kind of almost, I haven't seen the movie obviously, but it feels like it kind of draws you in and makes you kind of try and experience and live as they're living. And so you kind of naturally empathize with what they're
and
going through.
I thought the quietness for like an hour and a half, I thought was going to like drive me crazy. I didn't think I could do it. But that movie like kind of just really captures your attention and like sucks you into that movie. It's such a well done movie. Shout out to John Krasinski from The Office.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get it. Yeah.
Well, isn't it like Japanese horror movies? They don't have the music so that it's silent like that versus like the American ones have like the loud music that scares you.
Oh, the jump scares.
Yeah.
My whole issue with like scary movies nowadays is like, it's like movies like Truth or Dare. Like, they're more of a, like...
Greg said he's going to see that, too.
Oh, God. It's like... They want to get teeny boppers.
It's going to be a laugh riot.
All they want to do is get teeny boppers in there. And then if it's not teeny boppers, it's basically radar. And it's just how many people can we kill in the most gruesome way we can imagine. They're stupid. They're stupid. They're so stupid.
To get teenagers in there?
No, I hope so.
Horror movies used to have titties in it all the time. Not anymore.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Well, this is a PG-13 horror movie, is a problem.
Yeah. That's not.
And they're all minors. They're all like in high school. Yeah.
Well, they've kind of dumbed down to the masses, I feel. Scary movies.
I was like, oh no, oh no, I gotta go, I'm on parole.
What's your favorite movie, Brandon?
My favorite movie. I would say favorite scary movie would be.
Just your favorite movie, though, in general.
Favorite movie? Probably Strangers.
Really?
Yeah. You're
for a scary, at least for a scary movie, Strangers.
No, like any movie.
Any movie.
Any movie.
I don't want to do all horror because then we're gonna hear some shit again.
He's like Forrest Gump.
Blue Planet. No.
Send the music. The Al Gore.
Send the music. Send the music.
Can you pinpoint like a couple?
What would be my favorite movie?
We'll come back to you.
Come back, yeah.
Do you have one in particular, or do you have a couple?
I have one in particular that I go to when people like really like kind of like put a gun to my head, but it's really hard for me to pick like a favorite movie. But when the gun is to my head and I have to come up with a movie, I usually go Seven.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. I love Seven because it's such a fucked up ending. They held nothing back.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did enjoy the play on the Seven Deadly Sins.
No, that was great. The whole movie was great, but then at the end, like most movies, you expect it to kind of have like a happy ending, right? This one did not hold back, and I bought like the special like Blue Series like Blu-ray like behind the scenes DVD on this movie, and David Fincher actually came out and said like because this was a New Line Cinema movie, they said they did not want us to do this ending. They actually told us that we were going to do a happy ending. And then actually Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman and Fincher went to New Line Cinemas, the heads of New Line Cinemas, and said, we're doing it this way or we're not doing it. And they said, we're fine, do it.
That's awesome.
But they did not want them to do it.
I find that refreshing because I even notice, I know we're going to like step back from horror movies, but Hollywood is very formulaic, and there's always like this happy ending, even with scary movies.
Exactly.
And you know,
no, scary movies now has the formula to where like it's a happy ending until they go like at the end.
Right, that's true. They do that at the end, just so you think you're safe.
Yeah.
But I appreciate whenever they kind of divert from that like main script of it's gonna be happy ever after, or like you can, you know, identify how the ending is gonna go based on the first like 10 minutes of the movie. So I appreciate the thinking out of the box.
What's in the box?
Did you come up with an answer?
Yeah, so my two favorite movies, Signs is actually one of my favorite movies, even though there's a religious piece to it that I don't like. But Signs definitely scared the shit out of me.
Okay.
And then Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko.
Yeah, which
that's
I haven't seen in a while, but Donnie Darko, I definitely like. Oh, and Office Space.
Office Space is awesome.
Yeah, I say for commie Office
The Red Space. Stapler.
Yeah. Me and Greg say that every time, dude. Someone's passing cake out.
That's arguably the best soundtrack ever.
Shit. That's
fine. Whoever put together that soundtrack, I hope they got a Grammy or like a fucking Oscar or something.
I think my favorite movie of all time is... It's either got to be Ghostbusters or The Avengers.
Wait. Ghostbusters is the new one, right?
Fuck no. You say worst of all time? That's weird because I think... I don't know if it's the worst of all time, the new Ghostbusters, but...
You definitely think it is.
Fucking, it's way up there, dude. What do you think is the worst movie you've ever seen?
Oh, what the hell's the movie? It has, I think it's Matt Damon in it, and... Nature's attacking them.
Good Will Hunting?
No.
No, I know.
It's the Happening. It's Happening.
That movie.
Wait, that's fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. That movie, though, acting was fucking horrible. I felt like they were purposely acting.
The enemy was wind.
Yeah, and then it just happened. I had high expectations for that movie, and it just failed.
Speaking of something like that, I'd say I really didn't like The Mist.
Really?
I don't remember The Mist, but I remember enjoying The Mist.
Me too. Huh.
Stephen King, right? Mist?
What do you think is the worst movie you've ever seen?
I don't even have to think about this. Freddy got fingered. I shut that fucking movie off. It takes a lot for me to shut the movie off. I shut that movie off.
Actually, for shutting movies off, Lord of the Rings, I walked
out. Oh, fuck you! Fuck you!
The second one, someone's like, oh, there's so much action, all that. Went to that, walked out of that one as well.
Horrible. I should have never married this guy.
Horrible.
I can't believe
you married
that.
Wrong.
They're
pretty movie, but horrible.
Man, I don't know if I can pinpoint the... I know The Last Airbender, I saw that movie, was one of the worst pieces of shit.
I didn't walk out, though.
The Last Airbender was
terrible. Dude, like I said, for me, it takes a lot for me to walk out of a movie. So if I walk out, that means it's bad. I haven't walked out of many movies.
I walked out of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Only because you wanted to leave. The first one was fun. Only because you want to leave. I would have stayed. I wasn't ready to give up.
Fuck, dude. There's been some bad ones, man.
There's something else that's worse.
See, the problem is, since we've been doing this show, and I've been doing this show for a long time, there's so many bad movies I've seen, it's hard for me to, like, really, really think about it. The one that probably pisses me off the most is definitely Ghostbusters 2016.
That's because you also said, like, the Ghostbusters but is Ghostbusters one of your favorite movies.
Ghostbusters is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Plus, when I was a kid, I loved the cartoon. I had all the toys, so, like... And it's not even, and I've brought this up a million times, and I don't need to repeat it again, but it's not even that it was all women. The movie was shit. That's all there is to it.
He just has to say that for PR purposes.
Well, I mean,
did you listen to our last show?
Yeah.
It brings up a great topic of...
Everybody was backing away from me in the last show. Go ahead, sorry.
At what point is, like, creativity dead in Hollywood? Because now everybody's doing remakes. It's like you can't have an original thought, and at some point... It's never going to be the same as the original.
Sure.
So, like, why are we trying to do the same thing over again? Let's just create something new. I hate how many remakes that are going on right now.
No, I agree with you. It's either that or, obviously, the easy thing to do is adapt a comic book, which Marvel's been able to pull that off, but it's kind of been hit and miss with every other studio. Or a novel... Or something like that. Like, there's hardly ever a completely original story. And if there is one, you know, that's what pisses me off. Like, we talked about it this year. They wanted to use Ghostbusters as a beacon of female empowerment, right? So we saw this movie this year called Annihilation.
I want to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Now, that's Robert, Portman, when Robert right? gets back in here, he can back me up on this. This motherfucker's going to puke by the end of the night.
I know.
I'm not puking. I'm just high.
Hey, no. But hey, Annihilation.
Yeah, I heard what you're talking about.
Okay. Now, you want to talk about a movie that should be used to, like, for female empowerment. And when, nobody went and saw it.
Nobody went and saw it. Fucking original story. Nobody advertised it.
No.
And then most people that did go and see it, they gave it a great advertisement. That was the thing. Not a lot of people went and saw it.
No.
It was a shame.
When did it come out? Because I just saw advertisements for it, like,
when did we do that? March? Bob?
Days ago.
Or February.
Annihilation came out in February.
You did last.
Oh, wow.
Last podcast, but I think it came out in February, because we wrapped up 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Last podcast.
Crazy, I'm just seeing advertisements for it out, like, the past few days.
That movie is, it solely focuses basically on four women who are, like, the heroes of the film, so to speak, and they don't make a big deal about that it's four women. You know, this is what pissed me off about Ghostbusters 2016. On top of the shitty script and the dialogue and Bill Murray and all the others phoning it in, they went out of their way to make every man in that movie a dumb fuck, a coward, or an asshole. The way they defeat the main villain at the end is kicking him in the balls. A ghost!
That's so original.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Go!
And they're like doing queef jokes and shit.
No way.
You watched the original Ghostbusters?
That's illegal, though. You can't do queef jokes.
Fuck. You watched the original Ghostbusters. It's so intelligent the way the whole thing is laid out. Like, I love the concept of, there's a paranormal world, but these guys have come up with a scientific way of combating that, and then they've turned it into a business, and these guys are like 9-to-5 dudes who are just going to work and getting shit done. Like, I love that concept mixed in with the supernatural, you know what I mean?
Well, Peter Venkman was putting in overtime.
Yeah, forget it. Was, but I love, it's kind of like almost like spirituality meets science, but the comedy in it is so subtle. And nobody's in on the joke in this movie. Where Ghostbusters 2016, everybody's in on the joke.
Yeah.
And they're winking at the camera the whole time. And it's just fucking shit, man.
Well, I feel as a woman, you don't need to, like, defeat men to do women's empowerment. And based on the old one, you also had Sigourney Weaver, who was a very strong woman in that
Absolutely.
Movie.
So was Janine.
Very smart. Yes. So you don't have to kill off one gender to promote another one. So I just feel that that falls flat, because it's kind of ironic that women want to, you know, do this women's empowerment, but at the potential downfall of men. Like, why can't we all just be equal and share and not have to, like, tear one another down?
I'm really sad that we're not having, like, our monthly review, because Blockers goes into this exact situation.
I forgot you saw that shit.
I won't go into, like, the details, but for obvious reasons, but this is exactly like one of the main concepts in Blockers. We promote males to be promiscuous and go and explore sexuality, where we fucking hide women's sexuality, like the teenagers. Mm-hmm. We do everything we can to basically not let them explore that sexuality, but yet at the same time, we want them to be powerful women. It's such a big paradox.
Hmm. Agreed.
One of my favorite scenes in Ghostbusters, sorry to get back on that topic, but
now, we got so serial right
Janine,
now.
Janine is interviewing Ernie, Winston. She's interviewing him for the job, right? And she's sitting there like this. Do you believe in the theory of, or do you believe in the Atlantic, telekinesis, supernatural, blah, 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 the Bermuda Triangle, and the theory of... She's just going on and on, and she's fucking bored just asking him this shit, and he's just like, there's a steady paycheck in it. I'll believe anything you say. Just fucking love that shit.
Ernie Hudson.
When they're facing Gozer, right? Gozer, this god of the spirits, right? And he's like, they're facing her off, right? And then Peter Venkman's like, you want to go through New York? You got to get through us. Go get her, Ray. And he's like, he's just telling her, excuse me, as a duly appointed citizen of New York. So then when they get zapped, you know, it's funny just like the down-to-earth dialogue against somebody like a god like Gozer. That's so hilarious to me. Sure. They take out their shit, they get them all charged up, and he's just like, let's show this prehistoric bitch how I do things downtown. Just some of the shit, like when the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man shows up, and Venkman S. Spangler.
What did you think about?
Spangler, you got anything? Spangler's like, sorry, Venkman, I'm terrified beyond the capacity for normal thought. It's just so, like,
dude,
brilliant and subtle the way. And then, I mean, yeah, they fucked it up. I still like Ghostbusters 2, but I'm willing to admit it's not nearly as good as the first one. But to me, that's one of the most perfect movies of all time. I love that fucking movie. I will watch it every time it comes on.
I can watch a lot of movies when they come on.
You know another movie I really love, though, that's really high up there? The original Batman. The Tim Burton Batman. I still love that movie to
this
day. Actually,
no, surprisingly, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I really haven't, but it's a good movie. It's a great movie.
Who played Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay. And Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman?
That was part two.
The second one, yeah.
The second, okay.
The first one, you had Jack Nicholson as a Joker.
Okay.
It just made me think about it because that Prince song came on right there. Where he's fucking painting on the museum and shit. But have you guys caught up with any of the Marvel movies or no?
Probably not.
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
Because me and him are like foaming at the mouth. We already got tickets. Me and him are going together.
I got them as soon as they went on sale.
Yeah, you did.
Like at 7 a.m. It was like, I'm up so fucking early for work.
7 a.m.? No.
You're already 4 hours. Oh, no.
Let me tell you something.
No. I remember now.
So, we talked the night before. We're like, here's the deal. There's a rumor that tickets, we didn't even know for sure. There's a rumor tickets are going on sale tomorrow at 6 a.m. So, if you can, whoever gets them first, you know, we'll just get them or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm leaving my fucking place at 5:50 a.m. I just keep pull out of my complex, make a left, make a right on PCH. 5:50 a.m. I get a text from him. I got him. Oh, shit. What Marvel has done though, with this whole universe, is so it's nothing that's ever been done before, and every other studio is trying to copy them. Everybody's trying to have a shared universe now, dude. No matter what it is.
Look at Black Panther. I haven't seen that. I really desperately want to. But, I mean, how many records it broke, how it transcended.
It's not that good.
Is it really not that good?
You gave it like a 9.
It's good. It's just, it's not transcending.
No, we had this discussion in the last podcast, and everybody was backing away from me.
Well, he says some very controversial things. He says some very controversial things.
I'll fucking repeat. You were there, right? You were there.
So I'm just coming from what I've heard.
I'll repeat what I said for you. I'll repeat it. I don't give a fuck. I'll repeat it.
Wait.
I felt like...
Can you go to the order? The order?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I felt like with this movie, the way black people treated this film was like, first they freed the slaves. Then the civil rights movement happened.
Okay.
Then Barack Obama became president, and then Black Panther came out. It was like, I mean,
erase my name from this podcast again. You can leave my first name, but erase the last name.
And I'm willing to admit that I can't put myself in their shoes. But when I saw this movie, I said to myself, "This is a good superhero movie." I don't get the like cultural significance of it, except for. Like you were saying, maybe representation because it's a black director. It's pretty much an all-black cast except for a few people. As a matter of fact, I think...
all behind-the-scenes people were black, African-American?
Yeah, the only... Just say black. See, I don't like saying African-American because what if you're Jamaican?
That's true.
Are you African-American if you're Jamaican?
Or from Panama.
Or if you're Cuban?
Oh, there.
That's why I say black. Anyhow, it was a great movie, though. And I could see some rallying points. I watched it a second time with my wife. I wanted to bring this up, actually. So I'm glad we're having this discussion. I did see a little more of it upon a second viewing. I tried to get my wife to go see A Quiet Place. She told me to fuck off. She wanted to see Black Panther. So I was like, all right, we're on a date night. This has to happen. So
happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. So we went and saw it again. And I don't have a problem with it because I really like the movie. I think it's probably top five Marvel movies of all time. Because I think if I could rank them top five, Avengers 1 would be number one.
Okay.
I would say The Winter Soldier would be number two.
Okay.
Civil War would be a close third. And then I would put Iron Man probably right there, the first one. And then I'd probably put Black Panther. But those two are interchangeable, in my opinion.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like, that's not, like, the order I would go, but I agree, like, that's definitely where it belongs.
Around there, right? Yeah. About top five?
Yeah. That's fine.
I like the movie, though. It's just, I just didn't see... I mean, I saw a little bit more of it the second time. The cultural significance of it, but... I don't think it's, like, a... you know, like a Malcolm X movie or that the Martin Luther King movie that came out, I believe, 2 years ago. I didn't think it was anything like on that level, you know. But still, I mean, I'm glad it did well. And fuck, they're going to make a shit ton more now.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
With Infinity War, it really does feel like this is the culmination of...
10 years.
10 years. And 18 movies. They've been building to this since...
18 movies.
10 years ago. 10 years ago, me and this guy went and watched The Avengers Part 1.
Yes.
First time we ever saw Thanos.
With Dan Samaro. Shout out to Dan.
And when I bought those tickets, I was like, me and Big Guy are going to see this through.
Yep.
We're going to see this through together. This we started this road 10 years ago.
You guys are so precious.
This does feel like...
bitches, aren't we?
It feels like the culmination, though, dude. Like, they set this up from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So what is this new... movie, like, is it just incorporating all the different
everybody
heroes and
Guardians of the Galaxy,
10 years,
all the Avengers, Spider-Man?
It's, they say it's like 10 years and 18 movies, right?
Yeah,
10 years and 18 movies has all been in preparation for this movie.
So
nothing has ever been done.
Who is the evil?
The big baddie. So what they're doing is there's a comic book storyline called the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
There are six Infinity Gems throughout the galaxy. Each one has a different power. So it's like you've got the Time Gem, which you can travel back in time, control time. Uh-huh. Reality Gem, you can go through like different dimensions and shit like that. The Power Gem, which you can just fuck shit up. The Soul Gem, which hasn't been introduced yet, but that's, I think it's Black Panther. It's got to be in Wakanda. That's the theory.
Why? I don't think it's in Wakanda.
It's got to be in Wakanda.
I've heard, like, the Russos said it's not Wakanda, but you can't trust everything they say, but I do believe them.
So, okay, so we've got reality, time, soul, power.
Space.
Space, which you can travel through space like that. And,
ether, reality.
Now I've already said reality. What am I missing?
You have to maybe keep counting.
Right? I know.
Power, space... time, reality,
soul. Is there only five? There's six. I can't think of the other one.
Don't fucking put me on the spot. I don't want to Google this because I should know all this.
I know, we've talked about it like 1,000 times.
Mind
Gem. That's the one the Vision has, right?
Yep.
Okay, so they've introduced all these gems like very slowly. And
does each, like, one superhero... do certain superheroes have like a ring or whatnot?
Okay, so the way it's laid out, in Guardians of the Galaxy, that was the Power Gem. Thanos was after that. He was trying to get Ronan to get it for him, but Ronan said, "Fuck you, this is mine." They got it from him. They gave it to
Nova Corps.
The Nova Corps, which is essentially like the
Irvine Company.
Yeah. The intergalactic, like, cops, so to speak. So they have that gem. The space gem was the one that Loki had in Avengers 1.
Okay.
So they took that from him.
I know Loki.
That went back to Asgard.
Yeah, of course you know Loki.
The reality gem is...
British guy. Dressing green.
Yeah. Reality gem
Thor
is...
Thor has been way better looking.
Is what... the Dark Elves had in Thor the Dark World.
Yep.
They got that from him. Then they go to the Collector, who was in Guardians of the Galaxy, said, "We can't have two Infinity Gems in the same place, so you take this one."
Oh, wow.
So he's got that one. The Mind Gem was in the Staff of Loki.
Yeah, which we didn't know in the beginning. Which no. Which came out in Avengers.
So that ended up going to the Vision. It's on his head. And then, what gem am I... Oh, the other gem is in Doctor Strange's hands. And that's the Eye of Agamotto, right?
Yep.
So there's five. The only one that hasn't been introduced is... This is total nerd shit now. is the Soul Gem, which we think is... I think that's, it's in Wakanda.
That's one of, like, the biggest, like mysteries about this movie, and where all the nerds are, like freaking out. Like, where the fuck is the Soul Gem? Because it hasn't been introduced. It hasn't been teased. There's nothing about it. So we're all, like, fucking, like, so just waiting.
But in Black Panther... Which Wakanda is where he's from. In Black Panther, he goes to the spirit world multiple times, which that's what the Soul Gem does.
Okay.
I would guess that.
So in, go ahead though.
I would guess that like, or if this gem really does show up in this movie, which I think it will, it has to be on Titan, the moon of Saturn,
which is where Thanos is from.
Yeah.
But in the comic,
I think he might have it.
In the comic, he gets the gauntlet. He has all the gems. So he's so fucking powerful, he just goes like this. I want half of the universe's population to be gone. Snaps his fingers, everybody fucking gone. Half the universe. Wow. Just so, like that.
So it almost kind of sounds very similar to Lord of the Rings in where they split up the rings.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then the Eye of Sauron.
See, but there's another part of this that I don't know if they're going to introduce or not.
The real nerd realm.
They don't know if they're going to introduce this or not. Because in the Marvel Universe, in the comics, like, it's kind of, and they kind of do this in the movies too, but like, spirituality kind of meets science and like intergalactic shit. So, death, like the embodiment of death, right. Is a female.
An actual death.
Thanos is in love with death. So everything he's doing is to impress her. He snaps his fingers, half the people are gone, she doesn't give a shit. So now he thinks, okay, she wants to see these people fight. Throws them on a planet, has them all fighting. Nothing's working. What ends up being his demise in the end is his ego. And Gamora, who is his daughter, is the one that gets the gauntlet off of him. And I don't know if Adam Warlock's gonna show up in this or not. I would think he has to. Unless they're doing a part two.
I don't think they will.
They tease him though in Guardians 2.
I don't think he will. If you bring out Warlock, why not bring out Silver Surfer? Is the argument that
there's rumors though that Silver Surfer is
I know they're out there, but they're all fucking fanboys, dude. All fucking fanboys. Get the fuck out of here.
Shit. See, they have an actual embodiment of God in the Marvel Universe. They call him the one who sits above all.
That's cool.
But... at the same time, they still have gods in the Norse mythology, and they still have gods in the Greek mythology, and they still have all these other like intergalactic things that happen. You know what I mean? It's so complex the way they've set up this universe, especially when you get in.
It's really complex.
When you get into the cosmic world, it gets really fucking. There's literally a guy who's supposed to be a judge, jury, and executioner. Called the Living Tribunal. He's a giant dude that's gold, and he's got three heads that rotate, and it's like one head's the blind, so he's got a
see no evil, hear no evil.
Yeah, he's got like a scarf over his eyes, one's over his ears, and one's over his mouth.
Yeah, like I was gonna say that, you know, these comics are so complex, you know, like when Thanos, in the comics anyways, when he gets defeated, you know what what happens to him?
In Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah, or after the Secret Wars. Either that or Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity War or Secret Wars or whatever.
Go ahead.
He becomes a farmer.
That's right.
This is how complex comics
is
are.
Is this like kind of like Indian culture or Hindu where like if you do bad you like go back and
I cannot like confirm nor deny that comment. I don't know.
Well, because, like, reincarnation, the whole belief is, like, you just keep being, like, reborn until you reach a level of enlightenment. And if you're, like, failing to do that in your life and you've done bad things...
You become a farmer?
You get born to a lesser life. And Well, I mean, I guess I can't say... I can't say farmers.
Are you trying to tell your husband a job?
Maybe. Let it know. live on a farm and it's not really glamorous right now, so.
So what?
He's ready.
I'll grab
one. I'll take one, please.
So what happens after this movie? It's 10 years of build up, 18
years.
Well,
okay, so this movie has two parts.
So that's the thing.
Thank you.
We have these two as well.
Yeah, I'll take.
So we don't know what the fuck is going to happen in part two because they've kept part two very secretive. Originally, when they first started filming this movie, that was the culmination of 10 years. They were going to do both parts at the same time, and they're going to do like Infinity Wars Part 1 and Infinity Wars Part 2. And then the Russo brothers who are directing this movie, both of them, acknowledge the fact that this is just too much, we can't do it. So they split it up into two projects. So they did Infinity Wars Part 1, which is about to come out like in 2 weeks. 1 week, right?
Yeah, next
one,
week.
1 week. And then they split this one out, which is going to be a Part 2, but it has a different title. And they haven't released the title of that movie because it's directly correlated to what the fuck happens over here.
Okay.
And so they're keeping it super hush-hush.
That's cool.
I don't know. I'm super duper impatient. I fucking hate this.
Yeah, and then, you know, what's going to happen with the gems? Because in the comics, they've always made it known that no one man can have all six gems.
Oh, yeah, so with the comics, is there an Indian in the comics?
Why are we like going back to Indians?
No, they separate the gems.
Okay.
Someone's always tried to get the gauntlet, but they've always separated the gems.
Okay.
They had an Infinity Watch at one point where each guy had a gem. Then they had an Illuminati, which...
Illuminati?
Yeah, they called it the Illuminati. And they were doing all this secret shit behind everybody's backs.
And is this in reference to...
It makes me wonder if it is.
It's gotta be.
Because this is all Earth-based, and so it was Iron Man, Professor X, Namor, Black Bolt, Doctor Strange.
Wait, Professor X? Is that Marvel?
Yeah. X-Men.
X-Men's which
Marvel? Okay. Disney now has the rights to Fox... I heard, that's another rumor I heard was Dark Phoenix is going to be the last movie Fox does.
Makes sense.
For X-Men. And then they're probably going to...
You can't shit them now.
Marvel Studios is getting everything back now. Which I'm glad. Except for Deadpool, because they've really nailed Deadpool. Yeah. And Logan.
Well, Logan, it seems... I think Logan's done, right? I mean,
Logan is done, but...
He said he would come back if he was in an Avengers movie.
But how really? The fuck do you come back from death?
Yeah.
Everybody does.
He's gonna claw his way out of that graveyard.
But
is Dark Phoenix Jean Grey?
Yes.
Okay. I'm an X-Men fan.
That's supposed to be coming out what this
it's
year?
Sansa.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, she's playing it? Okay.
I haven't seen a single episode of that show.
But you know who Sansa is.
I do.
I know who she is.
Why?
Well, she's not that hot.
I think she's hot.
I love, what's her name? Natalie Dormer.
She's hot too.
She's fucking hot.
How do you not like Khaleesi? I would sleep with that chick any
day.
Oh,
trust
of the
me,
week.
I would too. I would too.
Natalie
Dormer
Amelia
might be.
Clark.
I think Natalie Dormer
love
is my
her.
Favorite. I like where this conversation's headed. Let's talk about this more.
If you like her, you should go see Rush.
Which one's Rush?
Race car movie, directed by Ron Howard.
I remember.
It's Chris Hemsworth in it. You see her...
Dude, you know who's a really great actress? Alexandra Daddario. I would love to see way more of her.
Yeah, she's not a great actress. She has great tits, though, for sure.
The best in Hollywood.
Yeah, I won't argue that fact. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to this year that you can think of? What's the last fucking movie you guys went to see?
Oh, Jesus.
It was a horror movie, obviously. Was it with Greg?
I think it might have been Annabelle.
Jeez, yeah, probably.
The first one? He's like, I don't... There's two?
Definitely want... I mean, I really want to see Quiet Place, which I know you do.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even see the second one.
Oh, and then... Deadpool 2 is coming out, right?
Yes, this year.
That one I really want to see. Yeah. I fucking love the first one.
The first one's great, dude.
Yeah.
It's brutal, it's funny, there's so much action.
Yeah. This is like the best Valentine's Day movie that came out that really? Year. Huh? And Fifty How Shades ironic. Came out at the same time.
Oh my god. Oh, don't even get me started with Fifty Shades.
You like that movie shit?
You like Fifty Shades, don't you?
No.
It is fucking terrible.
My wife does.
He is a narcissistic piece of shit who like is an oppressor. And she's like sexually liberated? Like, what the fuck?
The first,
I've been thinking.
The first movie, I didn't mind like the first act, and then once it got going, it was got worse and worse. And what? Then the second movie was, it made my top 10 worst of the year.
It's horrible.
I love that movie. Because I can go to the bookstore and read that book and get picked up like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't understand why women like this. I mean, I get everybody, like, every girl wants to be a princess, but some rich guy
but
that
you gotta be a whore first.
Like,
you gotta be a whore first, then you're gonna be a princess.
And get the shit beat out of you, apparently.
Yeah, she's like, shit, doesn't want to commit to you.
She's not even getting the shit beat out of her, though. She got spanked a couple of times, and she acted like she got...
Yeah, no, it's very tame.
Yeah. He hits her with a paddle a few times, and
that's
she's like,
it?
Oh my god. She acts like it's the worst thing ever.
It sound like it was like a almost borderline torture.
Like, bitch, you should go to college.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a fucking, like that's he was fucking her face and she was barfing all over him and shit and he was hitting her and choking her.
Okay, now you're referencing like some slides. I'm getting worried.
It's nothing like that.
Then it'd be a guy movie.
Yeah.
Guys.
That's what I'm saying though. It was just, she got spanked on the bottom a couple times.
How the fuck did we get on this topic?
We're talking 50 Shades, bro.
Okay, I revise. I take back the mist and I put 50 Shades. That was a terrible movie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Is it worst movie you've ever seen?
It's one of them. As a lady, I just don't like the message on that
what
one.
What movies have you tried? You loved Sharknado, like the first couple.
Oh,
you actually don't watch sci-fi movies anymore. Oh, because you don't have sci-fi, huh?
Sci-fi.
Well,
you turned off, but like Sharknado 5 or whatever came out, you started watching like 10 minutes of
it. Oh, I couldn't do it. That's right. Sharknado. I mean, if you count that as like a movie.
I don't.
It didn't get released to theater, so like I don't really count that, but they're.
Actually, the first one did.
The what? Really?
Yeah, for like 3 days because it was so popular.
Capitalizing.
It's so camp though, it's like hilarious, but then sometimes it goes too far.
It was so bad.
They take it too
like,
far.
Fucking
now.
Like, what's her face? Tara Reid literally did that for a paycheck. And then it turned into like this massive mother and fucking
thing.
Ian
Ziering too, they all just.
Well, that he came in like what? Like the third one?
Huh?
He came in like on the third
one. That was in the first one, wasn't
he? No,
was
he's it? In the first one. They were married. Yeah, okay, and that was, they were from the beginning, right?
I've never seen it. But everyone did this for a fucking paycheck.
The worst was when I saw the trailer and he's like, it's like I have a psychic connection to these beasts.
And then just when
there was a trailer?
Just when it isn't bad enough, then along comes David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Oh, man. And Carrot Top.
Oh, no. That's right.
Trump was actually supposed to make a cameo in one of them and declined.
That would be awesome.
Pre-presidency.
Holy shit.
Actually, believe it or not, he's actually been in quite a few movies, like mm-hmm. little cameos. Because
yes,
he's fucking Donald Trump. Everybody wanted him back in the day.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I guarantee he'll do it when he's done being president, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's how he's going to make his money.
Yeah.
Bet you he's going to do the fucking... What's that show he does?
Apprentice?
Yeah, he'll do like a season of that and get like $20 million and put someone else back in the chair.
Well, then the tell-all book, too, will come out.
That's true.
I'm not big Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Dude, good for you. I ain't mad at you, bro. That makes Stormy fuck.
Yeah, whatever. Anyhow. Anything else you want to add to this shit show?
Are we done?
We can keep going.
How long have we been going for?
49 minutes.
Let's
do another 11.
Alright. Bring something up.
Keep calm and drink wine.
Yeah, that's my motto in life.
That's not one. But... All right, what can we talk about? Have you seen anything like that's blown your mind lately?
It's blowing my mind?
Well, you can't really talk about that. We'll talk about the end of the year, right?
Nothing. I mean...
All right. I'll tell you another movie that I walked out on, and or almost walked out on. I should have walked out on it, and then you can piggyback off of it.
Pirates.
I wasn't thinking about that one. I think this one... I think Pirates wins.
Mother.
I was thinking of Transformers, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You walked out on it?
Wait, is this the
last one?
The fourth?
No. The third? What is it now? Like the eighth or whatever it is?
God, no, the last one just came out, yeah.
It was... Okay. The only reason why I didn't leave was because the action was pretty good, like most Transformers movies.
So Shia LaBeouf isn't in it anymore, is he?
No, no.
Wahlberg.
Wahlberg's still in it?
They brought him back, yeah.
Okay. Well, wait, no, but it was originally Josh Duhamel, right?
He was came in. Back he in was this in. One.
Oh, is he in this one now? Yep. Thirsty for a paycheck. Okay.
They're fucking terrible.
They are.
I liked the first one. I really did. I haven't liked one since.
Did they make Optimus bad for a hot second?
Yes, they did.
What the fuck?
Literally for a hot second.
Yeah. It was a horrible movie.
Is Bumblebee still around?
You know what I really want to see? I know you can attest to this. I want to see a good G.I. Joe movie, dude.
Okay, so it's fucking funny, and I almost texted you the other day. But I was fucking on like the Guy Network watching the other day, like G.I. Joe Retaliation. And I was ready to text him and be like, I can't believe we went to the midnight show in this fucking movie.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah. Me and him, okay? We both grew up like big G.I. Joe fans, right? So before we saw the trailer for Retaliation, we're like, fuck yeah, they've done it right. Cobra Commander looks like Cobra Commander, right? We went and watched the old 80s movie before we went and saw this. We went and saw this and we're like, what the fuck? This is the same shit, dude. They've done it again. Shit all over the good name of G.I. Joe.
I used to love that fucking cartoon movie.
Hell yeah, dude.
You ruined it for me. You made me watch this as an adult.
G.I. Joe, the real American hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I gotta bring that Resolute anime I was telling you about. I got it. I fucking got it. I bought it in the mail. That is G.I. Joe done right, dude.
With the bloody one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anime G.I. Joe?
It's kind of like anime, but it's an animated one, but it's like more... Well, it starts out with like somebody's killed Major Blood and he's fucking dead. They're like investigating him.
Yeah.
So, it's really good though. I was like, fuck, this is badass. And then it got canceled. It was on Adult Swim. But, yeah, I really liked it a lot. But I'd like to see a good G.I. Joe movie, man.
They're not making one right now, right?
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
And the same with the fucking Ninja Turtles, the original. It still holds up to this day, in my opinion.
It was such a dark, inappropriate movie for kids.
Absolutely.
I should watch it.
It was not a kid-friendly movie, dude. It's like, it talks about basically like, it's almost like brainwashing like or lost teenagers into like not drugs and sex necessarily, but like
stealing
cult.
Shit.
But it was into a cult. Yeah. Into a cult. And then you do whatever we want and then you talk about violence and like really dark violence and like people having like really like Raphael having deep psychological issues.
I love
Leonardo's fucking slicing up
yeah, exactly.
Foot soldiers with his katanas.
It's kind of a disturbing movie.
The fucking Shredder gets thrown in a trash compactor at the end.
Yeah,
that's how he dies. Yeah.
Oh,
but then the second one comes out and he's not dead. They shit on the second one.
Yeah, they did.
But, big time.
But you know what? What are their names?
Michelangelo, Leonardo.
The monsters Raphael. In part two.
Oh,
Toka and Rezar?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, get out of here.
They're pretty cool.
So... That was the same thing with this last Ninja Turtles. They showed the trailer, right? I'm like, oh, fucking Krang's in it.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Bebop and Rocksteady, like, they fucking did it. They did it. And then we went and saw them, like, they didn't do it.
Oh, no.
They fucked it up, man.
But I kind of feel like at that point,
we both needed to do it with fucking Jerry Bruckheimer.
Expand or move on the story, but don't try and, like, recreate. you know, like, take it years later or before prequel, but just to redo it like that, it's kind of hard to follow a really great original.
The original one's so great, too, because, like, it's got that message, too, of, like, family in there, you know?
It does. It totally does. And it's a really dark movie. It's really...
Raphael, like, gets a shit beat out of him and almost dies.
Yeah.
It's like in a fucking coma.
And that's what brings the family together.
It does!
Like, I love you, Raphael. I didn't mean what I said.
April's house gets burned down.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like an advocate for the original. I did like the new It, but it's just not the same.
The new It?
Yeah.
My brother was like, oh, yeah, all over that movie.
Minus the first 5 minutes of that movie. That movie is fucking garbage. Not garbage. I enjoyed it, but you know what I mean.
It was entertaining, but it was not the same.
No, I thought after those first 5 movies, I was in for a treat.
How many times can you have that clown just run at the screen? Like, right. 17 times.
Right? That it just becomes like a spam pop-up on your computer.
I like the movie. I mean, it's entertaining. The first 5 minutes are intense as fuck.
Yeah,
of course.
And Pennywise is fucking scary.
It literally, like, filled in all the blanks that no one ever got from, like, the original.
Yeah.
That was fucking intense. And then not only did they fill in the blanks, but they did it in such a gruesome way.
There's a lot of tropes in it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, no, I appreciated that. Then the movie just lost me partially in... It's kind of like... I don't know about you guys, but I love The Goonies. But if they tried to remake The Goonies, I'd be like, don't even touch it. Like, leave it alone.
It's coming.
I know. It's just so sacred. Just leave these things alone.
Starring the kids from Stranger Things.
Oh, my God, right? That would totally...
Did you not think the monsters, though, in A Quiet Place looked like the Demogorgons from Stranger Things? They looked a lot like
them. I haven't seen Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But the monsters from Quiet Things, I thought were, I don't know, I wasn't impressed with them.
Really? He's so hard to please, though, dude. He really is.
No, you know what? I love the drama of that movie a lot more than probably the monsters.
Well, I find scary movies that have, like, just, like, a lot of tense moments and build-up where you're just kind of, like, waiting for shit to happen.
This movie's tense.
Are kind of the best movies.
This movie's tense.
This song right here is from the Spawn movie. Talk about a shit movie.
But good one song. Of the greatest soundtracks ever.
It was a good soundtrack.
Crystal Method leads it off.
I wish they would remake that movie, dude.
They are.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They should start dipping into some of these Image characters, dude. I'd love to see a Savage Dragon movie. Because Savage Dragon is just a fucking cop. Like, he literally wears a cop uniform. But he's green and he's got a big-ass fin. No? You don't want to see Savage or Youngblood? Did you get into Image when you were a kid or no?
No. Huh. I didn't go down that route.
Huh.
Well, I got girlfriends instead.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think you should start dipping into that a little more, man.
What is that from?
Image Comics? Image Comics are basically like... Basically, if like when you were a kid and you were a little pussy, like you didn't follow Image Comics. But if you were a badass like me... Then you followed Image Comics.
Sorry, I like to get laid.
Oh, yeah, he was getting laid at fucking 10 years old.
I've had a pretty awesome life.
No, but that's kind of what it was like a bunch of guys from Marvel left and started their own company. And I mean, some of them were ripoffs of Marvel.
But
it was a lot more graphic. Okay. Like, I remember one Savage Dragon comic in particular. They're showing the origin of Overlord, who's, like, the main bad guy. He walks in an alley, and his sister's getting raped by some dude. And they show it in the comic. The dude's got his pants down, his fucking ass.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, back in the day.
Yeah. And then he ends up getting killed, and he gets thrown out a window, and he goes through a spike, and it shows it. He's all bloody and shit. But back in the day, Marvel Comics never showed shit like that.
Huh.
you know.
That's why everything ever always went to like DC when it could, because they were more on the buying side.
But not like Image. Image was way, way worse.
Yeah. So what do you think of like, I mean, I know we've kind of had this conversation behind the scenes like tons of times, but I'll ask you, I guess, on the mic, but Zack Snyder's perception of the DC universe.
I think Zack Snyder understands like power levels, things like that, like nerd shit. Power levels, like costumes to a certain respect. I don't think he understands the characters. Maybe he kind of does Batman, because I still thought Affleck is one of the best Batman we've ever seen.
I'm still so angry at all the back and forth that's still going on with them. With the, who's going to be the next Batman?
I thought the Flash was terribly miscast.
You didn't like Christian Bale?
I haven't seen enough of him.
As Batman?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Fuck
he's
you.
The worst Batman I've ever seen.
Oh, he's horrible.
Worse than Clooney.
He's horrible.
Worse than Kilmer.
Oh, Clooney was horrible.
Clooney was really bad.
So Kilmer, it was fucking Keaton. Keaton wasn't great, dude.
No, Keaton was awesome.
Fuck you.
You watch your tongue there.
You love that joke.
Let me tell you something.
With that joking.
Let me tell you something about the Nolan Batman movies. Christian Bale was way over the top.
Even as Bruce Wayne?
He was a good Bruce Wayne. He just wasn't a good Batman.
Okay.
Terrible as Batman, though.
He was a horrible Batman actor.
He's too over the top. The thing that held those movies up were the villains.
Heath was.
I will not say I agree with that comment 100%. Heath, correct. Yes, no problem. I won't go that. I won't go as far as saying like Bane overshadowed him though.
Basically. Yes, he did.
The only reason why Bane might have overshadowed. No, I won't go that far either. Bane.
He was better in the first one though. But go ahead.
The only reason why Bane might have overshadowed Batman was because, like, again, Nolan is so secretive. He's one of those guys, and he kept Bane such a big secret from like the public until the fucking release of that movie, where everyone was just curious as to what Bane was gonna be, and then you hear him talk for the first time. Well, perhaps when you throw him out of an airplane.
That whole movie was shit, let's be honest. So horrible. They shit the bed on that third movie. It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. Awful, dude.
I won't go as far as awful, but...
No one can deny, though, Heath Ledger...
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest performances for a villain of all fucking time.
100% agree.
I think that movie in general is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. I like the movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I love that movie.
I think it was really awesome to see a villain, and you just almost kind of see the actor become the villain.
Sure.
Like, he just embodied.
A lot of people think that's what led to his death.
Yeah, if he battled with substance abuse and he had to go to such a dark place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a coincidence he died during filming.
He said he couldn't sleep. Like, he was so fucked up.
Well, Christian Bale, look at him. He went crazy on set trying to be Batman because he was so in character.
On a terrible movie, too.
Didn't the previous Joker warn him?
I think so. Didn't you tell
Jim
me
Carrey?
That? That was Riddler.
That would be Nicholson.
Oh, he got that joke. He got that joke.
Oh, I see that Riddler.
Wait a minute.
I like Jim Carrey as Riddler. I was a little kid.
Of course you did. Fucking. You know what? When I was a little kid, I liked that movie too. As an adult, like, I feel ashamed that like I ever saw that movie. Yeah.
Danny DeVito as Penguin, though.
Just Danny DeVito in general.
I love it, Sonny.
Oh, always, God.
Always Sonny.
Oh, so great. They are fucking horrible people.
They are. Yeah,
that's amazing. I love awesome. That for it.
I always think, when I see Charlie, I always think of you, E-Bob.
That's a horrible insult. That's a horrible insult.
How dare you?
Which one's Charlie? Color.
He's the one.
The annoying one?
Yeah, like Charlie Day, right?
Yeah, Charlie Day.
I can't stand him. He fucking ruined Pacific Rim 2, man.
Mm.
Oh no.
He had no business being part one.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Who was he in Pacific Rim 1?
Charlie Day, and then
the main character,
Idris Elba, you know, Charlie Hunnam,
like a professor.
Oh, I've seen Pacific Rim 1.
Yeah, I am a human.
All right, on that note, I think we'll wrap this up. So I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. You can follow us on the social media at Dragon Star Radio on the Facebook, Instagram. Follow us on iTunes, leave us a rating, let us know what you think. We'll be back for Cinco de Mayo. Can you give us a Mexican yell, Ebub?
Go Corona.
Jesus.